With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, The Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, The Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's see here. I am here. Welcome to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And apparently we are broadcasting. Although I don't hear myself in my headphones, which is, for me, I don't like it. I just don't like it. So, and we're broadcasting through Skype, so my assumption is that we are making the trip. I'm really going to have to rearrange this stuff because this is not really working out for, it's not working out for Will. And, I've got a bad set of headphones, which is entirely possible. So we're going to find out here in a second. Give me just a minute to get back right. You know what? It's interesting. You know, I've been away for a while. I don't know if anybody's missed me. Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Well, thank you. Somebody around the studio missed me. I appreciate that. We were able to get funds and get back because this is going to be listener sponsored. If we get to a point where, you know what, we need some cash, then that's going to be the deal. Oh, dear. All my stuff's got chair holes in it. Let's see if we can audio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see if that's the deal here. If we're hang on a second here. Hang on just a second here.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a...
Well, I guess that is the deal. I guess we are on. I just got a bad set of headphones. We're gonna switch those out because this is very disconcerting to me. You know what's interesting? You know, it's interesting. Whatever you get used to is what you get used to, right? That makes sense. Whatever you get used to is what you get used to. We've got so much to talk about today. We've got an awful, awful, awful lot to talk about today. Don't you think? Since we've been gone, since we've been away, we've got the vice presidential debates, such as that was. Saturday Night Live pretty much covered those. And tonight we have round two of the presidential debates. We'll go over what we saw in the presidential debates and some things that have come up since then. Some things here in Florida that are coming to a school board or Department of Education near you. And... there you go. We've got another battery maker because we're all about battery-powered everything. Battery-powered everything goes bankrupt. As that CEO touted green jobs in the Rose Garden. The president is in a battle. That's all there is to it. The president is in a battle. I'm really not... You know, I would not begin. Let me help you. I'm turning the chat room on here on Blog Talk Radio. I wouldn't begin to tell you who's going to win. Now, I know people are going to show up on the show, Obama's going to win, and we're going to win, and you're going to be kissing our ass. Well, you know what? Okay, well, like I said, I wouldn't begin to tell you who's going to win this election. I just couldn't. But I think that if you really don't believe at this point that the president's in a battle right now, then you're really not paying attention. Then you're really just so partisan at this point, one way or the other, how can I say this politely? I can't. Your opinion doesn't matter. I'm serious. If you don't think that the president's in a fight right now for his political life, then your opinion doesn't count. It doesn't count. It doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't. Because you're too out of it to get it. So it doesn't really matter. it really doesn't. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more of the Will Lawson Show right after these messages. Thanks so much for coming. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You can make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors. Multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine.
doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
We are back, and I think I have a working set of headphones. I hope that, the headphones work, so maybe it was the headphones. Yes, the headphones. It couldn't have been me. It was obviously the headphones. And these headphones suck, by the way. Hang on a second. I'm sorry, they just suck. They sound like I'm in a tin can. I'm very well may be in a tin can, but what I need is some sort of, let me see here. Yeah, okay. Even a false sense of I sound good is better than sounding like behind. Let's see here. How about that? That's really loud. That seems better. All right. We're back. We're back for the long haul at this point. We are back for the long haul. Thanks so much for all of those that were so patient. It was a struggle, frankly. Because as things were going on, we had some new challenges come up that are challenges/opportunities come up. The Willie Lawson Show. I won't tell you. You guys know my friend Eric Odom. Eric Odom is Eric Odom and I met through the Don't Go movement way back in 2008, and has been part of Liberty News and now Grassfire Nation. I have invited the Willie Lawson Show to join them in their election coverage in Virginia Beach, Virginia, November 2nd through 7th. So the show will be we're going to do something weird. We're going to broadcast over the weekend, something that we haven't done that since 2008. So we are going to be intimately involved in the election coverage there. We're going to broadcast our show. We're going to do updates on Liberty News, Grassfire Nation. So we're really, really, really excited. That's going to require, some resources. But again, we're really, really excited about being able to take that trip and get up there. You know, it's been a great year. It's been a challenging year. We were able to do go to the whole RNC thing, now we're going to be covering the elections with and for the folks at Liberty News and Grassfire Nation. So yes. So if you want to help, you can go to WillLawson.com website, click the donate button. And in that, what's happened in the past few days is that my life has been completely topsy-turvy. completely topsy-turvy. I never do this because we know how much I love to talk. I miss two really, really important dates on independent radio with the same host, and I don't even know. You ever been so embarrassed you even know how to apologize? You know, because I apologize isn't enough. I'm sorry isn't enough. My bad doesn't even scratch the surface. You ever been so embarrassed? Well, that's where I am with that. But it's just been one of I can say I have excuses. I can say that I have reasons. But it's, there's still no reason, there's still no excuse. And there you go. So to my friends at the Exceptional Conservative Show, Ken McClinton, who's doing just a hell of a job. He's on in the evening at 8 on here on Blog Talk Radio. make sure I get this right. He's going to tell me. I'm going to find out. And I want to, you know what, it's important. Hey, the Don Show, and exceptional conservative on the chat room. I appreciate you. But, you know, he's on every day. You know what, if you go to his website, exceptionalconservative.com, exceptionalconservative.com, you'll get all the information there. You know, the cool thing about what's happened since 2008 is that there are a lot of folks now in the game. You know, there are a lot of conservative folks in the game. Didn't used to be. Now, a lot of people in the game. And a lot of people who are uber talented making a difference. We see it in the polls. President, you know, if you had looked at this even back in 2010, even with the change of Congress, you'd have thought, well, you know, there's a change in Congress, but we're still looking at, you know, we're still looking at an Obama presidency from 2012 to 2016. A lot of people said that. But now you start looking at some of these states, stuff is changing. Now, again, I wouldn't begin to tell you who's going to win this election. I wouldn't even start to tell you who's going to win this election. Because you know, I don't have that crystal ball. I don't have the crystal ball. I don't have the seven numbers for the Powerball. I don't. And I'm telling you, if I had the seven numbers for the Powerball, I wouldn't tell you. I know. That's bad. It's terrible. I wouldn't tell you. I may tell you the second set of numbers I found out, but the first set, I keep those to myself. So I couldn't begin to tell you, but I can tell you by what I see is that the president is definitely in a he's in a scrap, and he's gonna have to come out tonight a lot more on the ball than he was last time. And I don't think he was on the ball. He wasn't. He obviously wasn't on his game, and I think part of it was that he may have overestimated his ability and or underestimated Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney's team to get Mitt prepared. So Romney comes out prepared and swinging from the beginning. The president doesn't get the protection from the moderator that he thought was going to be there. And then it was, you know, and then he was in a game that he was not prepared for. I'm not sure if Candy is going to be an issue. She has been told to follow the rules, and there you go. And she doesn't want to. She wants to turn this into look at me, look at the hard questions I'm asking, and I don't know. You give me a call because I don't really think that's her deal. I don't think that's her deal. I think her deal is to moderate. That keeps things moving. Somebody is a timekeeper, and she keeps things moving. That's it. That's her gig. And I think some of these folks want to be part of the action. They want to be the third star on the stage. And the thing about Jim Lehrer is that, you know what, as much grief as he took for sort of letting the guys battle it out, he was not the third star on the stage. He just wasn't the third star. And I liked that. I really, you know what, the more I thought about it, the more I liked it. This girl wants to be, I mean, Candy Crowley wants to be the third star on the stage. I'm not a fly on the wall. Yeah, you are. You're just moderating. Your opinion doesn't matter. Your slant doesn't matter, Candy. It doesn't matter. You're not important. You're not running for president. You're not running for dog catcher. You're not, honey. You're not. So your opinion doesn't matter. Your idea, your deal is that the two campaigns have decided on a set of rules, and you got to follow them. You can't go rogue and make a name for yourself. This is not about you, honey. This is more about Pizza Hut than you. And golly, I would get that question, and I don't give a crap. I think Pizza Hut wimped out. You might have heard that Pizza Hut had a promotion and still had this promotion going. If anyone can get a question in asking the question pepperoni or sausage, they'll get free pizza for life. And I could use free pizza for life. Now, I know pizza's not that good for me. I get it. I'd get, like, maybe a vegetable pizza sometimes. I'd back it down before I got the, you know, the meat lover's pizza every single time. But you know what? I'd do it. There's no doubt. There is no doubt. If Willie stood up and they said, this is a question from Will Lawson from Tampa, Florida, I would go, good evening, gentlemen. It is a pleasure be here today, involved in this really important bit of what America is. Now, we've got a number of things going here in this country, and now what I want to ask each of you to answer is let's say the free market is pepperoni, and let's say a more controlled central government is sausage. Which is perfect. Tell you, that's how I'd do it. And then I'd sit down, and Candy Crawley would be like, and they would all be mad at me, and I'd be like, my address for my free pizza for Alva is, I swear to you, I would do it in a New York second. I've got it worked out. I think that would be awesome, because that's what I'd do. I'm telling you now, that's how I'd do it. That's all there is to it. I would get the question asked, and the free pizza would be flowing. And I don't care. Well, you get like a personal pan pizza once a day forever. Well, okay. And I'd go by and get my personal pan pizza every day. Whatever it was, I'm telling you, I would make that crap work. So you know, hopefully somebody has the guts. I'm going to listen in tonight. I want to listen in, and I certainly hope that somebody has the guts to actually do it, because I will. I would in a heartbeat. All right, we're talking about the polls. A lot's been made about the polls. Are they good? Are they bad? Blah, blah, blah. Here's my suggestion to you. The Will Lawson Show is always about trying to help you get in the game, get involved in the game, giving you tools by which to use. Now, there's a website you can go to. Now everybody's either going to the Rasmussen or going to Gallup or CNN. Here's what I suggest. And this suggestion is a really good suggestion, so you should do it. What? You should do it. Because it's really the thing to do. You want a second here? Having a little deep coke. RealClearPolitics.com. As we get down to the last few weeks, you're going to see, and I told you, dang it, I told you that you're going to see polls go whoop one way, and then the next day, whoop one day, and then some days, you know what, you have pepperoni, and some days you have sausage at the same time. I told you that, right? I warned you. And we can go back and listen in the archives. I told you that that's how it's going to be, and don't get crazed about it. Now, but if you insist, let me help you. Let me give you the thing to do. Go to realclearpolitics.com. Now, why there? Because all the polls are there. All the polls, and they're sort of smushed in this big composite. And over time, now don't go every day, but over time, we'll start getting a little clearer picture of what we're dealing with. Because it's got the lib polls, it's got the conservative polls, it's got them all on there. And also the polls of things going on maybe where you live, not just the presidency, which is the coolest thing about the trip we're taking to Virginia Beach with Grass Fire Nation and Liberty News is that we're going to cover not just the presidential election, but Senate races and House races all over the country, too. So I'm really excited about it. Now, the RCP national average, which takes a bunch of polls and squishes them together and gets a composite, Romney's up 0.6. In favorable rating, Romney's up 0.4. This is a dead heat. Don't let anybody tell you. This is a dead heat. Right now, in an electoral college, based on these polls, let's see, the RCP electoral map, Obama's up 10. with 201 to 191, and with no toss-up states, if you didn't have any toss-up states, 294 to 244, Alabama would be up 50. The battlegrounds right now, Ohio, Obama's up 2.2. In Florida, Romney's up 2.5. In Virginia, 0.8. Let's see here. In Iowa, Obama's up 2.3. In Colorado, Romney's up 0.7. And in Nevada, Obama's up 1.6. All these races and all these states are dead heats. They're all dead heats. This is what we're talking about. This is what we want. I mean, well, that's not very encouraging. Well, hell yes, encouraging. See where we started. Think about it. When this started, they were way up around the curve. And now you've made the now you're around that home stretch. In the last couple of weeks, and you have pulled up on their shoulder. They're on the inside lane, and I give them the inside lane because they have the inside track to the media. They're on the inside lane. You have pulled up on their outside shoulder. And they just turned – I know, ladies, I'm sorry for the sports analogy, but they just turned around. If you don't think about track and field, if somebody is running and they turn to look at who's catching them, what always happens, gentlemen? They always lose. The person that turns to look always loses, and they have turned to look. So my advice is to continue to push. It's the GOTV. It's the get out to vote that matters. It's to make sure that your organizations, whatever they are, whether they be Republican organizations or Tea Party organizations, are fit and ready to go, ready to get out an early vote if that's necessary. Make sure that if you're going to be active, that you early vote. Make sure that if you're active, and that's something that a lot of times, a lot of people who are involved don't do. Y'all don't get out to vote. Get out to vote early. Vote early. Get it done. And take your friends to vote early. And that way it's okay to wave signs later and blah, 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 blah. Take a day off. Take a freaking day off. Is your country not worth it? Take a day off. Take Monday and Tuesday off. Get out there. Drive people to the polls. You see, what we don't do on the conservative side is we don't do the crap that we have seen work. That's legal, that works. We don't. I've seen Democrats make sure that old people get to the polls. And there's nothing wrong with, you know what, providing people with rides to the polls. There's nothing wrong with that. Why don't we do it? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. We have a bunch of freaking excuses why we don't do it, but we don't do it. So guess who shows up at the poll? People who are ready to frighten the crap out of old people about Social Security and Medicare. Instead of us saying, hey, listen, ride with us. Why? Because we are going down there to preserve Medicare. We're going down there to make sure that your grandchildren, who you love and care about, have this benefit that you do. And that my generation, the 50s and the 40s, don't eat it all up before their own kids can get it. Oh, yeah. You want your grandkids. I want my grandkids to get it. Well, yeah, you do. So come, get in the car. Let's go to the polls. We'll take you on the bus. Let's go. Get on the damn bus. We don't do that. Well, in the next few weeks, I want you to do that. I want you to organize that in your Republican parties. I want you to organize that in your Tea Party groups. I want you to organize that in your community groups. I want you to do that. I want you to do that in your family. I want you to make sure that everybody who is eligible in your house participates. That's how close it is. If the man and wife are on the same side, then you both are going to need to vote. That's all there is to it. If mom and dad are on the same side, then you're going to need to vote. And if you have kids in your house, they need to vote. Everybody. You know what? It when we have a third of the people in churches around the country who have not registered, not even flipping registered. So those that are registered, because we, I think we did a pretty good job this time. Not a great job, but pretty good job. That, you know what? Make sure, and maybe you can't talk about it in the building, but you can sure talk about it at the Piccadilly. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely talk about it. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you can't talk about it in the church building. But you know what? This Sunday, invite people to lunch. Invite some folks to lunch. Say, hey, listen, or just tell them we're all meeting over at the Piccadilly after service. We'd love to have your family. Come on. Go get your hat and come on. Put on your shoes and come on. Go get your word and come on. We're going to the Piccadilly. You know, we're going to the Sizzler after church, where you can talk about it, where you can say, hey, listen, this is an important election. I may not tell you who to vote, but I'll tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you that we need to. I'm going to tell you that Christians need to get out and make sure that the Christian voice is heard, because the Christian voice, you know what, and that's what, you know, a lot of people aren't saying. Christians have a voice. And if you're a real Christian, who's your voice? Is it your voice? Ah, now you get it. And that voice needs to be heard. So let's get it done. This election is that close, kids. It's that close. It's just that close. And you know what? And if you out of a bunch of you out of that gathering at the Piccadilly or the Sizzler want to run down there the next day and early vote, go ahead and do that. And then you follow up and say, brother, did you call? You call your brother. Brother, did you early vote? Did you vote yet? Can I go with you? Do you need a ride? Can I take you down there? How can I make this happen for you? What questions do you need answered? Maybe pastor's afraid to. Maybe. But you shouldn't be afraid to. I'm blessed. My pastor's not afraid. I am blessed. My pastor's not afraid. And he's blessed because he knows that I'm not afraid either. I'll just say it. I know how to do it. This election is close. And we've got Senate races that are important. We've got House races that are important. And I'm sure where you live, you've got city council and county commission races that are important. This is the time that we must be heard. That's all. I mean, and that's really all there is to it. This is the time that we must be heard. So you can listen to the debate tonight, and I'm guessing that the president will do better because I'm guessing that the president couldn't do any worse. I'm guessing he just couldn't do any worse. He was horrendous. Horrendous. Now, I'm not saying that from a partisan basis. I'm, you know, why are you hating on the president? I'm not hating on the president. The president was horrendous. I mean, so much so that the tingly feeling guy just lost his mind. You know, Chris Matthews, who had a tingly feeling down his leg, just lost his mind with the president's performance. Yeah. So, when he loses his mind, the president performed badly. I'm guessing that the president will not perform as badly this time. I just don't see it happening. I just don't see him coming out as lackluster as before. When Mitt Romney's saying that, you know, the American people are hurting and they've been hammered by this economy, and the president is standing there nodding his head like, yeah. During the debate, somebody tweeted, God, before this is over, Obama's going to vote for Romney. It was great. And he still might. I'm telling you, he still might. I'm thinking that the Obamas are bored with this. What do you think? I think that the Obamas are bored with this presidency thing. I think he wants to lose. I think he just wants to go and do his thing. and be king of the world. I do. I do. It wouldn't surprise me a bit that if somehow on November, on the evening of November 6th, the president loses this election, that he and Michelle are the most relieved people in the world. I'm serious. I think they're bored with it. I think they're disappointed in what they thought they were going to be able to do. I do. So they may win, and I think they'll put on a good face, but I don't think they care one way or the other. I really don't, because you don't see from them the passion, do you? You don't see from them the passion that you saw before. You just don't. You don't. So, I don't know. We'll see. Listen, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages. You can give us a call here at 646-232-46. We'll be right back. Thanks so much.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1. Or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Let me drive.
How do you know when it's time to give up the keys? When your dog grabs your keys from your lap and your lap is on the floor. Yep, it's Jeff Foxworthy for Rad saying, when you party, be sure to designate before you celebrate.
If you want to make it home alive, let me drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Just please don't drink and drive. It's not fun.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. Ernie Els encourages you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Willie speaking. How may I help you? All right, listen, it is all good. It's all good in the neighborhood today. And we are back. Listen, we need you to go to our Will's Live Room poll and pick the Willie Lawson Show as the best politics show on Spreaker. You can actually find that link on my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is easy if you go to Facebook, facebook.com. It's easy to get to. It's all you have to do is go to facebook.com/Willie.Lawson, and you'll find the link there amongst all my other stuff there. It's easy to find. There it is right there. My God, right there. Blah, blah, blah. That's all you got to do. And you know what? Because these other shows, we got some other good, really good shows. The Factor Radio Show, John Lee, the John Lee Show, the Caden Calgar program, and the Angel Clark Show are all in the running. And basically, I think they're all just waiting. They're all just waiting for the last week, and they're going to pop in all their votes, and that's what they're going to do. So we need to be ready, and we need to be ready now. So if you'll do that for me, that will be very, very cool. Again, if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, the Willie Lawson Show is headed to Virginia Beach, Virginia. And what we're going to do is we're going to partner with Grass Fire Nation and Liberty News to work with them in their election coverage. That's exactly right. I got a communication from Eric Odom, the principal over at Grass Fire Nation. And we are our Liberty News, and we are excited about about going there and getting that done with them. Again, stoked. And if you want to help out in that journey, all you have to do is go to willlawshow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. Whatever is awesome, whatever. And if you've already done something great, thanks so much. Get somebody else to. You don't have to. You don't need to. You've already done enough. Thank you so much. Now it's time for somebody else to go in and to hop in there and give us a hand. So there you go. All right. We talked before about this whole Benghazi bungle. This whole idea and this whole terrible thing about the ambassador being murdered and three other people being murdered. And the whole idea that this whole thing was simply a reaction. A demonstration that was reaction to a YouTube video, and a lot of us out here said, "Bullcrap." No, it isn't. That's crazy. No, it isn't. Because we had Frank Wuko on the show, and basically Frank mentioned that you could go out there anytime you want and find 30, 40 anti-Muslim videos out there that would say that say things that are disparaging about the Prophet Muhammad at any given time. You can. That's easy enough. And they're not all setting folks off. They're not all setting people off, making them crazy. They're not. So to think that this one video was the reason for all that is asinine. It's asinine. And now the truth is coming out. The truth has come out that that those in that embassy had been begging for more security, weeks, even months in advance. And those requests were denied, and resulted possibly in the death of our folks there. So, and as this truth is starting to come out, as workers who were there, who made those requests, are starting to say, "Yeah, we made those requests and they were denied." Now we've got Hillary Clinton, in the words of Mark Levin, her finest. That's not nice. He's 60-year-old woman. You know, and I guess for 60, you know, I don't think she, I don't think she has the face that launched a thousand ships. But she's all right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, for 60 is my young one. You know, who's lived as hard as she's lived. Anyway, is throwing herself on the grenade. She's throwing herself on the grenade and saying, oh, no, the buck stops here. If these things weren't met, this is not a White House thing. This is a State Department thing. And this is my thing. And you know what? If things weren't done correctly, it's the State Department. It's not the White House. Really? Well, you know what? That's a valiant attempt. That really is. That's valiant. But it's bullcrap. I'm sorry. It just don't work like that. Let's see if we can play this and see if you can hear it. Hang on a second here. Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. But you know what? It doesn't work that way. The fact of the matter is that the president is in charge, and you know what? He's got to take the hit for this. He really, really does.
You say you don't want to play a blame game, but certainly there's a blame game going on in Washington. In fact, during the presidential debate, Vice President Biden said, we didn't know. White House officials calling around saying, hey, this is a State Department function. Are they throwing you under the bus? Oh, of course not. You know, look, I take responsibility. I'm in charge of the State Department, 60,000 plus people all over the world, 275 posts. The president and the vice president certainly wouldn't be knowledgeable about specific decisions that are made by security professionals. They're the ones who weigh all of the threats and the risks and the needs and make a considered decision. Intelligence community initially called it a protest. State Department never did. You never did. The story has changed now. And as you know, Republicans are charging that this was a cover-up. Was it a rush to judgment, or was it bad intelligence, as Vice President Biden suggests?
You know, Elise, I take a very different view of this. I have now for 20 years been very much in the administration decision-making, first with my husband, then after 9/11, working with President Bush, now, of course, in President Obama's cabinet. In the wake of an attack like this, in the fog of war, there's always going to be confusion. And I think it is absolutely fair to say that everyone had the same intelligence. Everyone who spoke...
Bad intelligence.
Well, everyone who spoke tried to give the information that they had. As time has gone on, the information has changed. We've gotten more detail. But that's not surprising. That always happens.
So we're at the bottom of the earth, Patagonia Chile.
The information has changed. Really? The information has changed. I'm guessing the information hasn't changed one damn bit. I'm guessing what's happened is that unbeknownst, and the saddest thing for Mrs. Clinton and the president and the vice president is that the information became the truth. The truth came out. Oh, crap. The truth came out. Oh, crap. The truth came out. Yeah. Well, that ain't that a bummer. The truth came out. Well, yeah, you know what? I'm responsible for all this stuff. And yeah. You know, the decisions made and, you know, by security professionals. And my thing is so. Yeah, it wasn't really a cover-up. You know, what the hell is this with this Democrat laughing crap? When faced with the truth, when they're faced with a hard situation, have they all met and they'll figure that when somebody says, you know what, this has been said. Yeah, I know. What the heck is that? They're laughing. They're all doing it now, and I expect that the president will be doing it soon. I expect the president will be doing this soon. I imagine he will be doing a lot more laughing and there you go again kind of thing. Oh, Mick, come on, man. As he tries to reach his inner Biden tonight, I'm guessing. I'm thinking, what the heck? What the heck? This doesn't make any freaking sense to me. So this is Hillary Clinton's attempt to jump on the grenade. The problem is that these folks, here's the reality. Here's the problem for them. That they had knowledge that there was going to be trouble in Benghazi. It's Benghazi, for God's sake. This is not Portland, Oregon. This is not Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the hotbed. This is at the hotbed. This is at where they build terrorists, where terrorists are born. This is Benghazi, for God's sakes. This is September 11th. You've killed Bin Laden. You've killed the number two guy at that point in Al-Qaeda. You killed them, and it's an anniversary. That Benghazi embassy has been screaming for help for months. I'm afraid you're all responsible. There, I mean, you can't parse words. You can't wiggle out of it. You're all responsible. Decisions were made by security professionals, blah, 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 blah. No. You were all there. You were all responsible for the death of those people. Your negligence resulted in the death of those folks. That's all. And it's really as simple as that, and it doesn't really have anything to do with hyper partisanship or anything like that. It really doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. It really doesn't. That's it. And as this, you know what, and I'm hoping what my friend Kenneth in the chat room says is true. He writes, can we be honest? The Obama Clinton has destroyed his candidacy for 2012 and heard for 2016. The Dems will go a decade without access to the executive power. And those of you and I hadn't thought about that, but those of you who thought, well, maybe she's paving her way for a run in 2016 with this hanging over her? I don't think so. I think when her career in the State Department is done, she's done. She's gonna go hang out with Chelsea. Let Bill hang in Harlem, wherever he is, and that'll be how it is. So I think she'll go hang out with Chelsea and be with Chelsea and be with her, Chelsea and her husband and eventually her grandkids and that kind of stuff. I think that's how it's going to play out. Because she's done. And if we're good on our side and if we're smart on our side, the president can be done too. Here's the truth. His inaction and politicizing the events going on in the Middle East caused the death of an ambassador and three of staff. That's all there is to it. And then going around trying to cover it up, like cats covering up, you know what, was really disgusting. I think that's the most distasteful part. I mean, all of it tastes like crap, but that's the most distasteful part. The most distasteful part is the cover-up. That there's some poor slob an idiot, no doubt, sitting in a jail cell. Why? Because you want to show the killers, the bad guys. See, we're sorry about our First Amendment. We apologize about our First Amendment. Look. Yeah, we're believing the hype too. Let's play along. And it was kind of like that. It's like the White House is trying to play along with the narrative with the terrorists. Yeah, let's keep this narrative. Just keep this narrative going. This is a good narrative for both the terrorists and the White House. Because we're going to blame that. Oh yeah, the American public will buy that. That keeps our, and from the terrorist viewpoint, that keeps our guy in office. Yeah. Yeah, it's come to this. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, and when you think about it that way, yeah, I just saw your brow get all furrowed and your head, your hand went to your head, and now you're like, oh crap, yeah. Welcome to the party. That's where we are. So let me help you with all the problems that you got with Mitt Romney. Yeah, and there are probably many. All the problems you got with Mitt Romney, and there are probably many. This is where we are in our nation. This is where we are in our nation. Where you have American leaders making videos and commercials in Arab languages apologizing for a YouTube video, apologizing and trying to, quote, explain America's free speech. Seriously? To people, so you won't hurt me anymore. And what you did was very bad. But you don't understand. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. That's where we are in our nation. Now, I don't know if you want to be here. And I don't know if you want to stay here. But if we don't do something soon, in the next couple of weeks, it's going to only get worse. We'll be right back.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Dave Koz for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel of their car, get the car keys. Your friends will thank you for it because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Here for RAD. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving.
Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never.
Let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
So keep it real, keep it real.
Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with more of the Will Lawson Show here on Blue Long Talk Radio. It is great to be back. It's great to be back in the seats. Great to be back, you know, flapping the jaws. You can join the jaw-flapping madness at 646-200-3246. That's 646-200-3246. You can send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. That's Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, because nobody black spells our name with a Y. Nobody. Seriously, y'all. Seriously, come on now. Nobody does that. Crazy. Anyway, you can hit me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/will.long or search for the Lawson Show. However you want to reach me, you can go on Twitter at WL Show. For Will Lawson Show. That way, if anything that I remember was. Again, thanks for coming on this lovely day. I appreciate it, and I'm going to pop in the chat room a link to the polls and the poll for my Spreaker show, which is a lot like this show, which sometimes it's the same show. And if you'd go ahead and pop a few votes in there for the Wilster, he would, as I talk about myself in the third person, be highly appreciative. There you go. Well, we're talking about the Benghazi bungle, and is this really? I mean, not too much was said in the last presidential election about. I mean, a debate about it, but I can't imagine that Republicans won't hammer this point if they get an opportunity. Hammer this point if they get an opportunity, because this is so important. This is so very important. Because this is about the administration's view of the world, and more importantly, our part in it. I think that's what gets lost. It's our part in it. What is the United States? What is their part in your worldview? What part do they play? How important do you see them? Do you see them at the top? Do you see them in the middle? Do you see them in the penalty box because of all the evil that we've done over time? How do you see the United States of America in the world? And I think that's what we're finding out finally. You know, a lot of people on the conservative side, you know, who frankly were looked at as nutbags and racist and blah 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 and whatever. People are starting to listen to them now because we're starting to see how this administration, how President Obama sees the United States in his worldview as a leader. How? Because, you know, people will say that, America is a leader. Well, how a leader? Because sometimes they are quiet leaders. We've all worked with them. We've all worked with that guy who's on our team at work, who just goes and does his thing, doesn't say a word, doesn't do anything new or different, you know, but is a leader in the sense that he's the best worker bee you got. And sometimes people want to emulate that. Or you have the person who has the ideas, who's a great idea person, who leads that way. The person who is a great person who leads on your team because they're able to translate. What I mean by translate, they're able to take what the problem is and translate it into the solution, or translate the solution so people can understand it. You know what I'm saying? So there's all sorts of ways to lead. How do you think the president sees the United States in its worldview? How do you think the president sees the United States in his worldview? I personally, you know, I mean, and people go, well, how do you see the United States? I see the United States leading in every. I see it as being the last. First of all, the last best hope for freedom, personal freedom, in the world. There ain't nowhere like here. Nowhere like here. I see us as innovators. We have been innovators historically, and we should be innovators again. And when I say innovators, I mean innovators in manufacturing and education. I mean everything that needs innovation. We should be the innovators. We are indeed a smaller population. I see us as a tail wagging the dog. I do. I see us as the hearts and the hands of the world. Because if something happens somewhere, flood, pestilence, tsunami, volcano, whatever it is, civil war, we always, as Americans, our hearts go out to, our not just our hearts go out, but our hands and feet go out too. We do. Always. So I might have a very different worldview of where the United States is in compare, you know what, in relationship to the rest of the planet than the administration, or maybe you. But we're starting to see, I think we're starting to see. I really think that we're starting to see how this administration sees the United States. Folks, it is October 16th. How are we going to play this? That's what's up right here. How are we going to play this? All right. It is interesting, and I saw it. There it is. I thought this was one more thing for the Republicans to toss at the president, and or you can use to ask a question of your liberal Democrat friends. Now, we know that, and we've talked about this ad nauseum on this show about electric cars, and I'm not sure if the whole electric car thing is the deal. I really don't think the electric cars is the deal, because when it's all said and done, if you haven't changed how you're producing that electricity right now, then all you're doing is plugging your car into a long extension cord that leads to a coal-fired plant. And you've gained what? You took pollution. I mean, you might have taken pollution off of one street, but you put it over there. You haven't done anything. And you really haven't done anything when you have the A123 systems, A1 on the stock exchange, the electric car battery maker that received $249 million federal dollars in a grant, and they filed for bankruptcy protection, and it's going to sell its assets to Johnson's Controls. They make batteries, by the way. And the filing may fuel the debate over government financing of alternative energy and transportation business. You think? Federal grants and loans to companies including A123, Fisker Automotive Incorporated, the Tesla Motor Corporation have drawn scrutiny from congressional Republicans following September 11th bankruptcy filing of, you guessed it, solar panel maker Solyndra 2 years ago. Two years after it received $535 million in loan guarantees from the U.S. Energy Department. This action is expected to allow the company to provide for an orderly sale of automotive business assets and all other assets and business units. A123 said in a press release, Johnson Controls plans to acquire A123's business assets in a deal at $125 million and will provide financing of $72.5 $5 million to support A13's continued operations. A deal to sell the majority stake to a Chinese company fell through. Not only are they ended up being sold, this makes me nuts. Not only are they being sold to Johnson Controls. Before they tried that, they tried to sell off a major stake of A123 to a Chinese company. A Chinese company. Thank you, taxpayers. Thank you, taxpayers, for helping fund the deal to the Chinese, where they get to pick up a company that you help finance for on the cheap. Nice. Good job, everybody. Good job. Yeah. Good job, everybody. Maybe it's time that the government, especially the Department of Energy, get out of the business of trying to prop up crap that ain't ready. Maybe it's time to go back to the American Energy Act. Oh, my God, I know I keep talking about that. It's only been 4 years, and I keep talking about it. Why? Because it's the thing that works? Maybe the Republicans need to get back to the American Energy Act after they get a Republican president and go, you know what, it's about time that the United States has a real energy policy, not just give their money to their friends. Maybe. I'm thinking maybe. Because this is a hot mess. The company listed assets at $459.8 million and a debt of $376 million as of August 31st in the Chapter 11 documents filed today in U.S. bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware. The Wilmington, Massachusetts-based company said yesterday it is expected to fail to make an interest payment due yesterday on $143 million of notes expiring in 2016. Of course, their shares fell as much as 18 cents or 76% to 6 cents a share in over-the-counter trading. Yeah, so whatever value they had, they lost 76% of it. Yeah, that's a failed company that months ago the CEO was in the Rose Garden. You know, oh, this is great. This is great. This is fantastic. Yeah, we know what we're doing. Electric vehicle sales since 2008 totaled fewer than $50,000 through September, just 5% of Obama's target to have 1 million such vehicles on U.S. roads by 2015. You remember that? We're going to have 1 million electric cars on the road. Yeah, you got 50,000, which is considerably less than 1 million. Even with the fuzzy math that you use to figure out unemployment, 50,000 is considerably less. And please don't call here telling me, well, it's the Republicans that stopped them from doing it, you know. Well, hell, you bought a car company. You bought a car company, you gave them money. You bought a battery company, you gave them money. And you still couldn't get it done. Just maybe, just maybe, nobody wants a damn electric car. Maybe electric cars aren't the way to go. Yeah. Maybe it's not the way to go. You think? Again, because you're still doing what with an electric car? You're still plugging it into the wall, and through a long series of extension cords, you're plugging it into a coal-fired plant. You're still using fossil fuels. And there ain't nothing dirtier from a ecological standpoint than a frickin' battery. There ain't nothing dirtier. There's nothing more toxic than a freaking battery. Oh, my God. Hey, we got a news break. My friend Kenneth McClinton of Testimonial Conservative Show has just been censored by Facebook. Yes, he finally got there. You see, because Kenneth is such a reasonable guy, He is a good Christian. He has been, I mean, no, he's a Christian. He's a Christian. He's a real Christian, real live, in-your-face Christian. And he's finally been censored by Facebook. They finally got him. They finally wagged their finger and said, oh, no, 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 no. That's awesome. Can you tell us about it? Write it in the chat room so we can there you go. There you go. You write us about it, and we will. I'm so glad, because it's a good thing. You know, when you finally get censored by Facebook, when they finally find you and they discover that you said something negative about the head leader or whatever, and they get you, it's all good. Always good. What an honor. Congratulations to to my friend Kenneth and the Exceptional Conservative Show. That's great. You can't say that Hillary is guilty. Well, I can't hear. Hillary is guilty. I said it. She is. She is guilty, 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 guilty. And that's just, it's just amazing. Anyway, you know, this whole electric car thing is crazy. What time? I'm going to see what time. Sometimes I'm going to get 11 minutes. Sorry. Listen, we need to get back to the, you know, they talked about a little bit ago that the president would win this election because he had the women. Because this election is, and if you watch any commercials, this election, if you watch some commercials, you'll think this election is about abortion. You'll think this election is about birth control. That's what you'll think this election is about. Especially when we start talking about women, that the only issues that women care about are abortion and birth control. That's what you'll think if you'll watch not just the president's commercials, but if you'll watch Senate commercials or if you watch House commercials, the only thing that women are worried about are what? Abortion, having access to abortion, and having access to birth control and Planned Parenthood. That's the only thing that women care about. Well, we on this show said a while ago that's not it. That's not it. That is not it. You can't say Hillary is guilty. Well, I'm gonna try that. Hang on a second. I'm gonna go ahead and try that. I think that Secretary of State, I'm writing in Facebook, is guilty of treason in her, I'm writing this down on my Facebook status, in her handling of the embassy trad. Oops. Can't spell either. Can't. There you go. All right. There you go. All right. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I think Secretary of State is guilty of treason in her handling of the embassy tragedy. All right, there you go. I guess you can't say that, but I just did. We'll see what happens. All right, anyway, we're talking about women. In the swing states, what's starting to happen is women are starting to say, that's really not so true. That's really not true. If you look at women right now in the swing states of likely voters, half of the women in the swing states of likely voters are looking to vote for Governor Romney. Of registered voters, it's 49-47 Obama. Likely female voters, 49-48. He's lost that big lead, especially in the places where he couldn't afford to lose them, in the swing states. In the swing states, the places he couldn't afford to lose them. This is from a USA Today Gallup poll. It's starting to swing. It really is starting to swing. Right now, with a couple of weeks to go in an election, the president has, and Rasmussen has a 51% disapproval rating. A 47% disapproval rating on Gallup. And the RCP average, he's got a 48.4% disapprove. It really, you know what, and everything seems to be setting up bad for the president. He's going to have to come out tonight and do such a fantastic job. Tonight. He's going to have to come out and pull a rabbit out of his butt. Seriously. There's so much weight. So much weight. And I don't think he can recover. I just don't think the president can recover. I really, really don't. I don't think he can recover. So anyway, I'm going to take a short break. We'll be back with more. We'll also show after his messages. We've got about 6 minutes. Hop on in there, 646-200-3246. We appreciate you. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you celebrate this holiday season, remember that life is very precious. If you're going to party, just plan ahead. Don't drink and drive. I repeat, do not drink and drive. And promise to designate a driver before you celebrate.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association's START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Will Hodgson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate it. You know what? Spike had asked me to couldn't take your marching orders from the CIC. I don't know. I'm really of the mind that the Clintons have a mind of their own, and do have their own agenda in all of this. And I don't think that she was going to, quote, expose Obama and make him a martyr, because that's what would have happened. She would have made him a martyr, and martyrs are hard to beat, and especially if they're still alive. They're hard to beat. You can't beat a martyr. So she didn't need to turn him into that. So if she had anything to do with it, I think that if she had any aspirations and she had anything to do with moving forward and maybe running for president again, she would have had to play her hand a little differently. And this whole idea with what's going on in Benghazi does not help her, because I'll just wrap that around her neck. Every time girl shows up and talks about running for dog catcher or Senate or a House or whatever, we'll just wrap that whole Benghazi bungle around her neck and say, yeah, this is the person you want, really? Seriously? Don't think so. Ken said it earlier, this is the end of her political career. My caveat is that if we do our job, this is the end of her political career, if we do our job. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Thank you ever so much for coming to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is good to be back in the chair. It is truly wonderful to be back in the chair, and thank you for everyone who helped this happen. Hey, the Will Lawson Show is headed to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to partner with Grass Fire Nation and Liberty News to cover the November elections in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So Virginia being a swing state, so this ought to be very, very interesting. We're looking to cover the presidential elections and, of course, the senatorial and House elections around the country. And we'll be doing the show from there and broadcasting with and for Grass Fire and Liberty News. So thanks ever so much. We're excited about that opportunity. If you want to help out, just go to the WillLawsonShow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. All right, so we got to get out of here. Again, thank you so much for being here today, for listening again. Share this with your friends, your neighbors, your enemies. Get out to vote and get other people out to vote. Get moving. This is close. There's no landslide planned. This is close, close, close. Make it happen. And until then, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.